Hello, my name is Chris Mikowski, and welcome to Sharing with the Community, a podcast from the town of Kew Island. Today, I would like to welcome Bert Walling, the manager of Key Accounts and Government Relations. Hi, Bert. Thank you for joining me today.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking me to come.
Yeah, no, we're excited to speak with you. We know the town of Kew Island is one of your areas, but to really start, I just want to know a little bit more about you and your role with Berkeley Electric Cooperative.
Sure, thanks, Chris. So basically, my name is Bert Walling. I work out of Monk's Corner office. We are a nonprofit utility, and we cover three counties, and my job is to cover each county government agencies, which would be about 15 agencies that we cover, such as Town of Kiowa. Also, I do large businesses. Mm-hmm. Also, those are called key accounts. I take care of those large accounts as well as bringing in new economic development.
So you're a people person is what I'm getting from that.
I try to be.
No, so that's awesome. Let's talk about the cooperative a little bit. Could you provide us a little bit of the history of Berkeley Electric?
Sure. So an electric cooperative, for folks that don't know, that we are actually private and nonprofit. Our purpose is to deliver electricity to each member. And as a cooperative, we are required to fulfill two requirements, including reinvesting revenue into our service areas, such as Kiowa, and the communities through stable rates, infrastructure, and returning it to the members through patronage.
Awesome. And, we talked about, your service territory. Could you talk a little bit more about the wide range of your territory, and then almost your numbers? How many people do you serve, or households do you serve?
Sure, great question, Chris. Right now we are growing right at 4 to 5% every year, which is really impressive.
Wow.
We are actually the largest co-op in the state of South Carolina, and we are in the top 25 on this side in the nation.
Wow.
So we are definitely moving by the numbers. We are a little over 100,000 members. We go by member account.
Mm-hmm.
And then that breaks down to 120,000 meters. That's a meter that's on your house. So, you, Chris, could have a meter at your house and then maybe somewhere else at a vacation home. So basically, we have 120,000 meters that are
actually,
that's correct, yeah. And 2,200 of those 120,000 are on Kiowa.
Wow. I did not know. That's incredible. That's a lot of territory.
That is a lot of territory. So yeah, 120,000 is pretty big, but 2,000 is not as big, but that's what we serve for Town of Kiowa.
Awesome. So you serve, I'm thinking obviously you serve Kiowa, but you mm-hmm. have Ondaw,
yes.
Monk's Corner, Somerville?
We have four offices. Goose Creek right now is probably our largest district office. It is somewhere around 63,000 meters is the last time I checked.
Wow.
John's Island, which that's all of John's Island. That's Seabrook. That's this whole island. It's 24,000 meters. Monk's Corner is 18,000 meters. And then Owendaw is 10,000 meters. So each one of those is our four offices, as well as we have an office here on John's Island.
Awesome. I know the Johns Island office is newer. It's beautiful. But I know the Monk's Corner, the headquarters just opened up their new office. Can you tell me a little bit more about, the new office and what it entails?
Sure. We are so proud of this new office. Chris, it's been 70 years since we have built for our corporate office.
So that's crazy.
A lot of people are like, why did y'all get this big building? But guess what? It's been 70 years. We saved up. And now, I mean, it's a great way to start. Our building is on 49 acres. The office is very vital to the Monk's Corner community. The 62,000 square foot building will house seven different locations into one. So think about that, Chris. We have seven different folks segments in that one office now. So now we can serve so much better. And that new complex can withstand storms up to Cat 3 to help us improve with our response to the membership. We moved into our office this past summer of 2022, and we were able to respond to the storm Ian, which we did really well. The island didn't do so bad as well. I think we did really pretty good. We had 36,000 meters without power. And we did that. We restored that in a matter of 36 hours. So
wow.
36,000. I mean, that's just, we did really good.
And do you think the part of the having so much, you know, in one office and one section of the headquarters really helped the wide range?
You know, I'm always say that the new office is going to be good, but I tell you, it all falls back on our linemen and yeah. our inside of our folks. Everybody from, you know, trying to make sure that the material's done, the food's done, you know, all the way down to emptying the trash cans. Our team was just remarkable. And it takes all of us to do that. I don't think it's just the building. The building does help. We ran very smooth with that.
That's awesome. And, you know, we talk about the new office and how it's going to help Berkeley Electric basically, you know, function and run a lot easier and efficiently. How does the new office help the wide-ranging offices, you know, the Johns Island, the Goose Creek, the Allendale offices? How does that help these offices out here?
Well, we continue to upgrade. I think now we're almost every office now has been renovated. The Johns Island office is brand new as well. It's about 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So each what we have planned and designed was for each of these offices to stand by itself if a storm happens. So really, you know, it's good to have the large office where we can make sure that we keep all of our trucks inside. It's just a really good fit for, you know, for storm restoral.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. Now, you know, Berkeley Electric, obviously you provide electric, you'll repair down lines and the generic, you know, what you would think of with an electric, you know, cooperative. Now, could you educate me a little bit on some of the other services that Berkeley Electric, you know, offers to, you know, your members?
Sure. Chris, we, you know, a lot of people don't know that we have a very wide variety of different rates. You know, we have rates that can fit for your needs, time of day rates. That, you know, gives them the ability to lower their energy use during those peak hours. We have rates. You know, Chris, it's been 10 years since we really have a stable rate. A lot of people don't know that, so I would like to make sure everybody knows that our rates are very stable for the past 10 years and is looking forward. So, but we still do have those options of standard flat rate, time of day rate,
mm-hmm.
you know, residential rates. And also we have different programs, electric water heater programs. We offer a lot of rebates for new or units that need to be repaired. We offer our smart thermostat program, which has been very good. That's a free smart thermostat. So that's awesome. That's an Ecobee thermostat. We offer home energy finance programs, which is very great to our system. What it does is it lowers the impact of the load of the system as well as giving a 5% 10-year loan. Hmm. It's just a wonderful way to just, if you don't have the money, you can borrow that money from us, not in the bank. And you pay it back on your power bill for 10 years at 5% interest rate. And once again, the goal of it is to bring back down the usage, helps your power bill, put the money towards that new unit. So, and we have also renewable energy. You know, we do a lot of solar. If you're making any, if you're thinking about solar, please call us. We have an expert on staff that what they do is they'll analyze everything that goes into the solar package and make sure that you're getting what you're being sold. So that's a very smart thing. And also, I tell everybody, utilize Smart Hub. Have you ever heard of Smart Hub, Chris?
Yeah, I've heard of Smart Hub, but I don't know much about it. Can you jump into it a little bit for at least the community listening?
Well, I tell you, the Smart Hub is basically your best friend. If you are... Most of us now are just smartphones, and if you have a smartphone, you know, it could be Android or iOS, Apple, and you could go get the Smart Hub app. It's on our website, and what this thing does, Chris, is it allows you to look at your daily, hourly usage. You could pull your phone up and go, why at 5:45 did my usage go up 23%? You have that now. You don't have to even call us. You have that on your phone at all times, as well as you can do an outage. You can do multiple things. You could pay your bill.
Oh, wow.
So, and also, what the great thing about it is it gives you messages like annual meeting. So there's a lot of things that's coming up right now. It could be sent out through this platform. So I would sincerely ask everybody to update your contact information. And secondly, get that app. It's called Smart Hub.
Yeah, no, that's really good to know. And I think, for the community listening, in the bio below, you'll be able to find Berkeley Electric's website where you can find that information. And I'll also provide a link to the app as well if you want to be able to download the app. And that's incredible that you guys offer that to your members. That it's super helpful information, quick and easy. So that's great. And the programs you offer are awesome too, to really help your members. Maybe if it's just, to be, take more track of their energy, offering a free smart thermostat's really cool. That's really good stuff. Now, you did mention annual meeting at the end of that, and I know your annual meeting's coming up in a couple days, starting off. So could you kind of, tell the community about your annual meeting this year, and at least the community out in Kiowa, how they can attend and get involved.
Sure. Thanks, Chris, for asking about annual meeting. Once a year, this is something that's really big for our membership. As a member-owned electric co-op such as Berkeley Electric, we are required to hold an annual meeting with a quorum of its members. And the members, I mean, is the ratepayers, the folks that live on Kiowa, the ones that are actually paying their electric bill. We consider them as members. But we also conduct a business for the cooperative. So it's basically a business meeting. And, our 2022 annual meeting of members will be a drive-through event. We figured that out during COVID, that drive-through events actually worked out pretty well. We used to have it every year in November, and we would have it in the fairgrounds. And folks like Kiowa, Seabrook, they would have to drive all the way down to the Latson Fair. Now we offer this basically at one of our offices, and which would be the Johns Island office. So it's a drive-through event. We offer that for 4 days, and you can also vote. Members may only vote once per membership, but can choose to vote on any of the locations listed below. And what's also cool about this, Chris, is once you come through the line and do your votes and you register with us, you will receive a $30 bill credit. I mean, what's better than that? Just coming through, going through the drive-through line, picking up $30 on top of your bill right there. So how about that? We're going to just give you $30 on your next bill, and we just ask that they vote for the candidates and the proposed bylaw amendments and the approval of last year's annual meeting minutes, and that's it. It's pretty easy. So this year for Johns Island will be Thursday, November 10th, and that's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And once again, it's right here at our office, our brand new office, and it's a drive-through event. You don't even have to get out your car to get your $30 bill credit. So I would just please ask everyone to attend. This usually we get around 12,000 people. So it's a pretty big event for us. So we would love to see you come.
That's awesome. Thank you for kind of going into detail about how the community can get involved into the annual meeting. Now, could you explain exactly to the community what they would be voting for? Is it the board, correct?
Well, each year we have board elections for candidates for new and amendments and approval of the last year's meeting minutes. So basically, each year there's a cycle, and each year you have to vote on if there's an incumbent or somebody's actually running against the incumbent. So it's just one of our ways of being democratic as a Berkeley Electric co-op.
Awesome. And there's nothing the community needs to do but just show up, right? They don't need to sign up or anything like that?
No
register?
No register, no RSVP. Just make sure you bring your bill. Make sure you bring, if you don't have your bill with you, we did send stuff in the mail. If you don't have that, just make sure you have proper ID. That's probably one of the best ways of just getting it done. But if you want it done quicker, faster, we did mail out a packet last month, and you should have that by now.
That's awesome. And that's great. I was looking at your website and going through what y'all had to offer, and the special programs. But one thing that piqued my interest personally is their electric vehicles, your charging stations. How do y'all how are y'all innovating with, you know, the rise of electric vehicles here in Johns Island and in our community, but also in your whole territory?
That is a great question. Right now, that's a buzzword, I think. Everybody wants to know about EV. And a lot of people are like, can the grid handle the EV? And we always say yes. We are always on the cusp of adding new, you know, definitely new items such as EV charging. We have one here at our office. Actually have one at every office, and we are offering that as a free charge. So you can come plug up if you would stop by Johns Island. If you want to stop in and get you a free, 45-minute charge, and we're happy to pay that for you. So that's at no cost. And also, we are starting to talk with different towns and different talks of you know, travel centers. I was on the phone on the way here with a travel center that's moving to our, not our Johns Island area, but maybe our area back towards Berkeley County.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming, you know, they are needing to put a bunch of EV stations up. So it's definitely a buzzword. We are working with the communities. We are working with multiple manufacturers. So yes, it's there. It's coming. And you will start to see more and more of that. You know, we appreciate any feedback that you have. So
yeah,
if anybody wants to call and talk to us about it, please do.
Yeah, no. And, you know, that's great. And we know the rise of EV is really, you know, it's rampant and it's probably going to continue to grow. So it's really encouraging to hear that Berkeley Electric is taking that on head on. And that's very encouraging to hear. Another thing that you touched on, I think it was a few minutes ago, but you talked about, you know, solar, going solar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is solar, you know, are you guys friends? You know, solar and electricity, does that, you know, how does that, you know, coincide together?
Well, you know, we're always friends with solar. Solar does help us. A lot of people don't understand that does kind of curve some of the load that we can help with, you know, say during a peak shaving, we can actually help that with bringing it back. We do have a net metering policy.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a net meter that actually gives you the rider that goes on top of your residential rate. So we do offer that. The only thing we don't do, Chris, is we do not install them. We're not solar contractors. A lot of people think we are. But with that being said, we can help you go down that that road of trying to, all right, is this the right person I need to go with? Are they actually telling me the truth? Because a lot of times we see, Chris, somebody comes to your house, knocks on the door, and says you never have to pay a power bill again. Both of us know that that's not going to ever happen. That's just not the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
So we always want to make sure that we are transparent up front. Don't sign a contract. Please don't sign a contract. If anything comes out of this podcast today is please don't sign contracts. Call Berkeley Electric. They will do that for free. They will look at your system that is proposed, and they will run it against our rates, and we'll give you the bottom dollar of what you should be paying.
That's good to know. And, you know, it's also a safety precaution, but it's encouraging that you guys are so willing to help your members really just navigate, you know, that the solar industry as a whole. So that's great. And we'll circle back a bit. You know, Hurricane Ian came through.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the only storm that is going to hit the low country, right? We've had plenty in the past. We're going to have plenty in the future. Could you explain to us really how Berkeley Electric responds to emergencies and the process that you guys go through as a co-op?
Sure. You know, Chris, that's always a very good question. Sometimes, you know, everybody, I think, gets a little upset that we are always looming in the idea of cutting power off. But, you know, Berkeley Electric recognizes and acknowledges the emergency response plan that we have implicated. You know, we put this together to assist, you know, resuming critical businesses, functions, technology, and support operations in a timely, organized manner to continue the viable and stable business entity. So what that means is that sounds like a lot, but we have an emergency response plan. That if I would have brought that in today, I would have showed you it's a 3-ring binder. It's about this thick. And Chris, I think it gets thicker as it goes about 30 years because we just find something, fine tune. We do that.
But that's about a foot. Or whoever's listening, it was about a foot.
It's big. It's a lot. It's got a lot of sections in it. But you know what, Chris? If anybody wanted to walk through the door day one and had a storm plan, they can look at this thing and it's a roadmap from going to bringing in utilities, bringing in contractors. Where do I feed them? Where do I put them at? So we got a lot of people that come in and hit the state and our area, and we have to find a place for them to stay. We have to have them for them feed, you know, food. So it is a lot. It accomplishes a lot of goals, you know, through procedures of independent of specific individuals. You know, the results in that release, the reduced loss of data, shorter recovery periods, and reduced losses. This preparation will minimize the serious financial and operational impacts for the cooperative. So I know I kind of speak highly of it, but that's what we call, you know, when we come, we have a storm that gets thrown out in the front of the table, and we go by it. We work down it. So we're not just sitting up there in Monk's Corner just trying to figure out, okay, should we go here or should we go? We have a plan. And it is a detailed plan. So I don't want, you know, anybody thinking that we're just kind of running around in circles or just sending crews to an outage. So we do have a very, very effective electric power plan. And we've been doing this for 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
We seem to get better every year.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great. And you know, one question that I hear a lot is, you know, the cutting off of the power, you know, and before a storm comes in. Could you, you know, I know you brought that up just now. Could you go into a little bit more detail on why that is the case, you know, for the community?
Well, it normally doesn't happen when you're more in the interior part of the state. The problem with John's Island, it's on a barrier island. We are, you know, surrounded by water. With that being said, you know, we have a low water table. And then on top of that, Kiowa has 100% underground equipment. And when I say underground equipment is when you ride down Maybank Highway and you come down going up to, you know, Kiowa Seabrook, you see that there's power lines in the air. That's overhead. But as soon as you get down to either way, right or left, you know, going to Kiowa, you see zero power lines. And that was done, you know, back when it was originated. The residents didn't want to see a bunch of power lines in the air. So, therefore, that's way more expensive to keep and to maintain. And as well, all the equipment now is on grade. So when everything's on grade level, guess what? You have things that can get like storm surges. Salt water and electricity doesn't match well. So what happens? We don't cut the power, and we didn't cut the power off for Ian. And what happens is we have substations. And those substations are where the high power lines come in, and then we bring out to the secondary side, and that's what feeds the island. That's not the part we are worried about. That's above grade. That's high enough. What we worry about is, you know, the green transformers on the block right there when you pull in. Those start getting flooded with salt water. That becomes an issue. So then we have to figure out, when do we do that? Engineering does a great job, a fabulous job of, okay, do we need to shut the substation off to kill the power where it won't take 40 days now to fix all this stuff versus let's kill the power off for 1 day to 2 days to come in and we work with the fire department and we de-energize it, we come in once the storm's done and we basically wash it all out with good water and then we let it dry and then we cut it back on. So re-energize. So that process is much better than, say, leaving the lights on, crossing your fingers that nothing blows up, Or, you know, go to the other route of saying, okay, we need to be proactive about this. So it's all in the being proactive about it. Because nobody wants to be without power. Nobody wants to be without power for 2 days. But nobody wants to be without power for 45 days when we have to replace the whole island. So that's basically in a nutshell of why we do these things. It's not to make nobody mad. It's really to save money. It's to be more proactive and to be safe.
Great, great. Thank you. And, you know, I think the last thing I really have is just, what are some tips that you have for some of the, you know, the Kiowa community as they work through their, you know, electrical utilities and, you know, when a storm comes through, or just general tips in general, how to keep things efficient?
You know, the biggest tip that I wrote today, and it may be not the best, I guess you would say, well, golly, that's no super secret. But have you ever thought about calling us and just updating your phone or your email? Because we send out a lot of information, and a lot of times we send out when there's going to be a planned outage. So when we need to send a planned outage, we want to make sure we have your Chris Mikowski's. He's got to have his right phone number. So we want to make sure that when we send that information to you, it's going to the right place. Because a lot of people get upset. Well, why didn't you tell us about that? Well, look, we didn't update their information. So if you could do one thing for us today is to keep that information correct. And what that does is it helps you with the outages, you know, the updates, as well as going back to that smart hub. That smart hub is where it's at. So tip of the day.
Great. Thank you so much. And you know, you heard it first here, you know, download smart hub. And that will help make everything a little bit easier, you know, when you work with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Now, Barry, is there anything else for the sake of the community and the conversation?
No, I just really appreciate the time that you've given me. You know, we are here for you. I want a lot of people to know that we are here as a nonprofit company. So please use us. Each one of you are our bosses. So we consider you, you know, very important. We are active in the community, and we want to do the right thing. So please just give us a call. We're happy to help you.
Awesome. Thank you, Bert.